Iranian President Massoud Pezeshkian says his country faces many problems from fresh sanctions imposed by the United States. Mr. Pezeshkian says U.S. President Donald Trump is staging a full-scale economic, military, and security war against Iran. What's next? On Monday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will reveal the full details of the economic measures to be imposed on Iran. Iranian President Massoud Pezeshkian admits his country's citizens face many problems after the United States launched a new wave of sanctions seeking to further isolate its economy. "I understand we have many problems in society right now. We are trying to prevent these as much as we can," Mr. Pezeshkian said in a speech broadcast on state television on Sunday. His comments came after the U.S. vowed last week to bring about the collapse of the Iranian regime through a newly announced sanctions campaign, nearly 6 months after the start of their war. In his response, Mr. Pezeshkian said that, because of U.S. President Donald Trump, Iran was in a full-scale economic, military, and security war. He says he is imposing the most crushing and terrifying sanctions on Iran. Mr. Pezeshkian said, "The Iranian government has faced several waves of mass protest in recent years. They have often been triggered by economic hardships, including inflation and exchange rate swings, leading to declining purchasing power. At the end of last year, a protest movement initially sparked by the rising cost of living turned into mass demonstrations denouncing those in power. Authorities reported more than 3,000 deaths during the unrest, accusing the U.S. and Israel of orchestrating the violence. Foreign-based NGOs, however, said officials had launched an indiscriminate crackdown that left thousands dead. We are striving with all our hearts to overcome inflation, livelihood problems, unemployment, and to secure the future of the people so that they can live with dignity and pride," Mr. Pezeshkian said on Sunday. Since the war began on February 28, 3,636 people have reportedly died in Iran, with 2,100 estimated to be civilian deaths. On Monday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will host a media conference to outline the exact details of the economic measures to be imposed on Iran.